With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan, had a weekend to watch football without having to worry about the Redskins. We're breaking it all down for you in this first hour. Craig Hoffman's our Redskins beat reporter. He will join us at 11. At 11:18 today, we'll get into the college Final Four that was set for the four-team playoff field. Did the right four teams get in with Alabama edging out Ohio State? We will discuss. You'll also hear from Nick Saban and Urban Meyer as they reacted to the news that their teams were in and out, respectively, of the college football four-team playoff field. So we just broke down the NFC playoff picture. Your AFC playoff picture also starting to come into focus a little bit more clearly. There are some smudges with the thumbprints on the Polaroid still, but one game tonight in this conference will be important to this conversation, and that
is the race for first.
The Pittsburgh Steelers, the Cincinnati Bengals on Monday Night Football in Cincinnati tonight. Since he's been playing a little bit better, they're 5-6, and they're, believe it or not, very much in the thick of things in the wild card hunt because the AFC is so terrible this year and top heavy. If the Steelers win, though, and they should on the road, they would be 10-2. They'd be tied with New England for the best record in the conference. Pittsburgh's won 6 in a row. They're looking for their 7th. New England's won 8 straight. So what you're looking at here is a 10-2 Patriots team. Let's assume the Steelers win tonight. They'll be 10-2 as the 2 seed. Then you've got division leader Tennessee as a 3 seed in the conference right now. Baltimore would be a 4 seed as the division winner in the North. Or I should say would be the first of the wild cards thereafter. The division winner in the AFC is either going to be Kansas City, the LA Chargers, or the Oakland Raiders. All 3 or 6-6 would be the 4 seed. The two wild card teams would then be Tennessee at 8-4 and or Jacksonville, a division leader at 8-4. The loser of that divisional race would be the first wild card. And then the Baltimore Ravens, as of right now, would be the last team in at 7-5 as the second wild card. I think the AFC, Danny, is pretty much a done deal. Like, there's no way to me that a team like Tennessee is going to win a playoff game over a team like New England. They're just not good.
You wouldn't think so, right?
There's no way that even at this point a Kansas City or an LA Chargers are going to knock off the Pittsburgh Steelers. So to me, this is going to be chalk. The only fly in the ointment to me could be Jacksonville.
Because of how good defensively they are. And let's say they get a cold weather game or they get an adverse weather game or it's snowing. But it would have to be where Jacksonville's on the road, obviously, which is probably what it would be. But they've already beaten the Steelers handily. That's one of the Steelers, I don't understand how that happened, type losses that they had. Now, granted, it was early, and the Steelers are kind of rolling now. But that's a team that could be a fly in the ointment. I just don't trust them to do anything of real significance simply because their offense lacks any kind of dynamic.
So how would you do like a ranking of tiers in the AFC? Is it Patriots, Steelers together, gap, Jacksonville, gap, everyone else?
Yes. Yes, I would. Now, I like what the Chargers are doing. That's a good football team right now. I don't know if they will be in a month, but I know right now they're pretty good.
We'll find out as a fan base up close and personal on Sunday when the Redskins go there.
We got that one. And then, this is kind of crazy, but at Kansas City, that's basically for the AFC West. Somebody has to win it. The rules say that someone has to win the AFC West.
What's the rate? Let me pull up the Raiders schedule the rest of the way because they're tied as well right now.
Yeah, the Raiders are 6-6-2. Very whisper quiet on that, by the way.
They're every bit the epitome of mediocre. So they have the Chiefs this week, which is massive. Let's say they knock off Kansas City and they're 7-6. They take over the lead tied with L.A., who let's say will beat the Redskins.
Can you imagine that group?
Then they have the Cowboys, a winnable game. See, they got a tough finish.
They got to go east.
They got the Eagles on the East Coast. Now, that is a primetime game, which helps a little bit on Christmas Day.
It's on Christmas Day.
Christmas night, and then they play the Chargers in Week 17. But they very much control their own destiny with two division games left.
My own bias there is because I saw them up close and personal,
right,
with the Redskins, but that's 3 months ago.
But Kansas City didn't look great in that game. It has been awful since.
No, it's totally true.
By the way, we're talking about the Chargers being really good, and you're right, they have been lately. Did you get to see any of their game against Cleveland yesterday?
I did. It was one of those, This is not impressive while this is happening.
Correct.
Not many style points available.
It was scoreless after one quarter, and they led 9-7 at the half. The third quarter was the one frame in that game that was actually evident that the Chargers are way better than the Browns. They came out from the half. They led 10-0 in that specific quarter. But DeShone Kizer had time to throw occasionally against a great pass rush. He also got just demolished several times and lost fumbles and looked like the rookie that he is. He stinks, by the way. 15 of 32 yesterday passing. More incompletions than completions. I know how bad that team is, but DeShone Kizer just does not look like an NFL quarterback.
Hey, I don't know why Hugh Jackson shot a flare gun up in the air, by the way, and was like, attention, we're going to Josh Gordon. And they force-fed Josh Gordon.
11 targets.
And he had four catches for 85 yards. He's still impressive, by the way. To do that after 3 years of not playing football and doing whatever the hell it was he was doing, I was impressed by it, but still. I really believe that they were trying to showcase him for the last couple weeks here to see if they can work a trade or something. Just to say, hey, look at this guy. I can still do it.
Yeah,
that seems to me to be their path.
That's actually a really smart idea.
Yeah.
You're probably right. I also read a stat, speaking of the Chargers, who the Redskins play this weekend, and I wish I remembered the timeline here. Keenan Allen, their excellent wide receiver who Josh Norman and Bashaud Breeland are going to have to deal with.
He's so good.
He had 10 catches for 105 yards and a touchdown yesterday. He's got three straight games with 10 catches for 100 yards and a touchdown, and he's the first receiver to do that in, and I don't remember how many years, but it's a long, long time, which really surprised me because I would have assumed that that happened from Antonio Brown like earlier this season or something. But it's been years, apparently, since any receiver's done that.
They line him up everywhere. It's outside, it's inside,
he's
it's
great.
Slot. He is really, really good. Just great hands. Not super fast, but that doesn't seem to matter.
But I feel like the NFC's pretty wide open. I feel like the AFC, it's an AFC championship game that's already been determined. It's the Steelers and the Patriots, and New England probably beats them and goes to the Super Bowl. I just don't see how. Again, I'll give Jacksonville a small chance. Other than those three teams, I don't think I would bet a penny on another team because it would just be money lost.
The Patriots are in the AFC title game. I think I will fall asleep and wake up in a month, and that's the case, right? However long it is. I guess 2 months. They're there. Pittsburgh's got a shot at being upset because they let teams count in crows it a little bit too much. They let people hang around. They're the second best team, ultimately, at this point. And they may end up with home field at this stage. But that scenario is pretty much, that's the one you'd bet your life savings on, right? Is the Steelers and Patriots meet in the AFC title game?
Yeah.
You'd have to.
Absolutely. And if you look at the playoff standings right now, you're talking about Baltimore at Tennessee in the first round. Which, by the way, if that happens, one of those teams getting to play in a second round playoff game. That's the worst 8-4 team in a while and the worst 7-5 team in a while.
There's a moment in the movie The Red Dragon, if you've ever seen it. It's the prequel to Silence of the Lambs that they redid, where Francis Dolarhyde peels back Philip Seymour Hoffman's eyes and keeps asking, do you see? Do you see?
Right.
And it's a terrifying moment. That's what watching the game would be like.
The Dolarhyde sitting over me asking me if I see. The Patriots for the right to get the AFC title game. So basically, New England, after a bye, would nearly have another bye. They should win that game by 15 points.
The only team that gives them trouble is historically has been Baltimore, right? Just because of the way they play defense or whatever
Ravens
else. But it's a different Ravens team.
And then you've got Jacksonville and Kansas City, the winner of that game. Let's say Jacksonville beats whoever the AFC West winner is. Jacksonville-Pittsburgh would actually probably be a really good game. Remember
that
the Jaguars beat the Steelers earlier this year handily.
They spanked them.
They also picked off Ben Roethlisberger five times. It was kind of a fluky way the game played out. But maybe that's a decent game, and then you'd have a Jacksonville-New England AFC title game, if not Pittsburgh.
Jacksonville's defense is championship level. That is an excellent group, just offensively. I mean, you saw what happened
Campbell
this past week.
With four games left in the season, currently
I'm going to say 13 sacks.
Well, I think it is 13 on the dot if it's not 12.5. No, it's 12.5, but 13 good enough round up. He has the most sacks any Jaguars ever had, is my point, with four games left.
And that was a guy that was, I don't say bust, but never really produced like that in Arizona. But it's always scheme matters so damn much.
He got all the money.
What you have guys doing. And what a great signing that was.
Did he get GTD'd $60 million this offseason?
That sounds right to me. But the Jalen Ramsey kid is outstanding. He had a big pickle in that ballgame this past week. They throttle you. They are so physical. They're so fast. That defense is so good. Leonard Fournette, 20 carries, 57 yards. How about Blake Bortles this week, by the way? His second 300-yard passing game this season. Both against the Colts. Blake Bortles, everybody. Blake Bortles.
He's not turning the ball over.
Huh? Blake Bortles.
Craig Hoffman is back from Dallas. He's our Redskins beat reporter. He'll join us next to talk Redskins. We'll get into the college football playoff field at 11:18 on Grant and Danny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.